Hello, this is the Gray Man with another AP Madden League podcast. Welcome home, friends. Today I'll be going over the draft order of the team selection going on tomorrow night. We'll be going through it and giving you guys some good information. And I'm going to be here with Doug and Ward City. So hope you guys like it. All right. Say hi, guys.
Hey, this is Doug. How are you guys?
Hi.
And that's Ward City. All right, guys, so the first pick is Brandon, and personally, I think he's taking the Dolphins.
He's not taking the Dolphins. I don't know who Brandon's taking, but it's not the Dolphins. I think he's honestly going to take the Panthers.
Yes.
They had too good of a draft to pass up. If he takes the Dolphins, just kick him from the fucking league.
Why?
He's just going to bitch the whole year.
Yeah, but he's going to pick his favorite team, even though he will say he's going to pick a different team. He'll pick the Dolphins.
You really think he's picking the Dolphins?
Yeah. Last year, I think he did the same thing, and he ended up picking the Dolphins last year.
Okay, all right. If you think he's taking the Dolphins, best team is already off the board at the number one pick. The gay fish.
Do you have anything to add, Ward City?
Psst, Doug, he means you.
No.
All right. Number two pick.
Hold on. Brandon has an ugly girlfriend. He won't listen to this, so it's cool.
Okay, we can let that slide. All right, next pick is MHT on the clock at number two. Great. Who's he picking? Let's see here. Boy. I think he's going to take the Seattle Seahawks.
Titans.
Why would he take the Titans? No, okay.
Because...
Oh, I can see that. No, he's going to take the Seahawks. I think. They had a pretty good draft. I had some really questionable picks, but that doesn't seem to matter. It seems like as long as they're like a first rounder, they're still going to get a potential. They're still going to get pretty good ratings. As long as like Bruce Irvin is okay in rating, the rest of them should be pretty good too. It should be a pretty solid team, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Plus there's shitty teams in that division, minus the 49ers, so.
Yeah, they'll have Matt Flynn too. Packer great. Yeah.
And Russell Wilson, so it's a Conglo free zone over there.
Oh yeah, true.
Alright. Am I third?
Yeah.
Slick. Well, I know that if Mike takes the Seahawks, like he was saying, I believe Slick was going to take the 49ers. I could see him going Cowboys here, too. I'll say the 49ers, just because Slick usually takes, like, pretty good rated teams. He never really takes, like, a dud team or like a team that needs rebuilding. He likes to take a pretty solid team out of the gate and then suck with it for a while. I know he said some shit about taking the Cowboys again too, but being that he works at Taco Bell, he works at Taco Bell and lives in California, so the 49ers make a whole lot of sense here. Because there are a lot of gay people in San Francisco.
Good point.
Indeed.
Sorry for the cough.
I think Clay's from San Francisco, so there you go.
Yeah, home of the Clayburns.
Home of the Clayburns.
Yep. I think Slick will end up... probably taking his charger. Well, I don't know. Actually, I have no idea. I think like he might take the Chargers, but the thing is, the Cali Conglo is probably going to take the Raiders. So that probably kind of makes him want to probably either join, like you said, the 49ers or the Cowboys. So I don't know. I guess it's a I guess it's probably going to be a toss, like you said, between the Cowboys and the 49ers. So I guess I agree with you.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, next we got number four on the clock with Brian. Oh boy. What is Brian going to take?
Texans.
Texans of Houston.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah. There's no way he doesn't take his team.
Well, it's already taken.
Yeah, but I don't think...
I don't think Brandon will take the Texans
now. No, I don't think he will either. So that's pretty easy. Okay, number five is me. Who am I picking? Oh boy, this is a toughie.
The Bears.
Yeah, you know, I'm probably gonna be picking the Bears. You're probably right.
The Bears. So you're gonna take the Bears?
No, I'm taking the Packers.
Go fucking figure. So you're really gonna take the Packers?
Yeah. Unless like Slick and MHT both take a team in the NFC West, then I may be taking the Cardinals.
Interesting. Cardinals are not a good team. Let's not call it that. They're a team.
They're a team.
They are in the National Football League. They have players on their roster. Some are pretty good.
Some are bad.
Some aren't the greatest, you know. Kerry Rhodes has seen better days. But yeah, not an awful team. Unless, you know, like Stuart Bradley is not very good, but neither are most of their players, so who cares? Yeah, in all reality, you'll probably take the Packers and have a hard on for Aaron Rodgers, the entire franchise.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot. I'm taking the Packers. We can chalk up as the Packers.
One of these days, man, when you leave the league, I'm going to get the Packers. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
When I murder you, it will.
Oh.
But more on that later. Who is the next team?
All right, next we got James on the clock at number six. Who is James picking? Hold on. We have some technical difficulties. I think Doug has been disconnected or he has left us. All right, we're moving along about Doug. All right, who is James picking?
Goodbye, Doug.
Who is James taking here?
You have to think Chicago here. They're really known for their pizza. Obviously, the deep dish is a big deal there. Your other options, obviously, would be New York. I really think it boils down to those two pizza meccas, if you will. You know, it just depends on his preference. Does he like deep dish, or does he like the New York-style pizza? It seems to me like James would be more of a pizza... I guess simplest would be the word. A pizza simplest. I don't think he gets all fancy with the deep dish and all that jazz. I think he likes New York style pizza, so I'm gonna say he goes with the Giants here, the New York Football Giants, not to be confused with the New York Giants of elsewhere that don't exist anymore.
I was just too confused. Yeah, you know, I bet James is going to be taking the, let's find a good team for him to take. You know what? I bet he takes the New Orleans Saints again. So he can have his good buddy, Mr. Jimmy Graham, and his other good buddy, Darren Sproles, and then he could trade Drew Brees away for some other tasty treats on that team.
Yeah, I do like that, that strategy of just fucking giving Drew Brees away for ridiculous amounts of talent, because apparently he can fucking win games with Matt Moore,
yeah,
which the real-life Dolphins can't even do, so props on that.
That's the thing. James can win with a quarterback that isn't 99 overall, so he has no problems trading somebody like Drew Brees for something to make the team better.
Exactly.
All right. Number 7, we have Max picking. Who is Max going with here?
Maxwell. He makes great coffee, I'll take that. I don't know. It'll kind of depend what the whole Conglo does here, obviously. I don't know if they are eyeing up a division to take, or if they're just going to kind of go fly solo, as they've kind of done in the past. I know Max is kind of hard to pin down this Madden, because a lot of the teams I thought he was going to take, he said he kind of had no interest in.
Mm-hmm.
And those are a lot of AFC teams that are good, like I mentioned, like the Ravens, Patriots, Jets were a couple of them. I know he's a Jets fan. So I'm thinking he's going to lean more towards the NFC East. Honestly, I could see him taking the Cowboys or Eagles. Either of those squads are pretty stacked. And then, really, the other division I could see is the NFC South. I could see him taking, like, the Falcons, maybe the Panthers if they're there, but certainly the Saints have the type of talent that he'd look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to pin down, but I'd say it looks like he's leaning more towards the NFC team, and if I absolutely had to choose, I'd say Cowboys or Eagles, probably Eagles.
Yeah, I see him moving more towards the NFC as well, because I know he posted the list a while ago, and he's like, I'm interested in none of those teams.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, at that point, like, we're thinking who's on the board pile left. They'd probably have, like, the Eagles left, maybe the Giants, maybe the Panthers. So I think it would probably be, I'd almost say, well, he'd probably take, oh boy, who would he take? He won't take the Giants, because I think he'll want somebody else to try to get them. I think he'd probably take the Panthers.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Panthers for Max, but really, who knows? I think he's playing this one pretty close. It is what people really know, so I guess we'll see.
Couple tricks up that sleeve, you know. He wears sleeveless vests sometimes, but sometimes he wears sleeves.
All right, well, that brings us to our number 8 pick, Mr. Ward City, I believe it is.
Oh, indeed.
Who do you have him picking?
He too loves pizza. not taking the Bears, however. I don't really know yet. There's kind of a lot of teams. And I'm kind of in a position where a lot of good teams could fall before me and a lot of bad ones could fall before me. I plan on staying in the NFC. I'll most likely end up in the NFC North or the NFC West. I think if the 49ers are there, I'll take them. And if they're gone, I'll probably take the Lions at this point. And hopefully I'm hoping one of those two teams are there for me to take. If they're not, I'll have to figure something out on the fly. But for right now, that is the plan.
Yeah, I think he'll probably either end up taking the Lions, or I was thinking maybe, like, somebody in the AFC North, maybe, like, the Ravens. I could see you taking them, or the Bengals, even.
I have thought about the Bengals. They would not be a bad team at all, unless they have draft workout warrior Vontaze Burfict. So, you know, good things happen for the Bengals these days.
That brings us to number 9, which is Mr. Clay, backdoor trade, Frank Gore, free and Clay. Who is he picking?
The Titans. yeah, I mean, we all know Clay is like the biggest, one of the biggest homers in this league. There's no way he takes any other team. He enjoys being buried at the bottom of the AFC South week in and week out, so I mean, don't expect that to change. I don't think anyone else would want the Titans. I don't think they have that great of a draft anywhere, so I mean, good good luck with that Clay.
No, yeah, I know MHT was saying he was going to take him, but yeah, there's no way he takes him. Clay will definitely be playing the Titans this next year.
If MHT did, that would be a pretty baller move. I was kind of, and I saw that Brock said, you know, if someone takes the Jaguars, which I doubt anyone would, but it'd be interesting to see who Brock would go with if his Jaguars did end up getting taken.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Nobody wants the Jaguars. They suck.
This is also a fact.
all right. Number 10 of the draft is Get Up and Dance. Who do we have him taking here?
It's hard to tell. He's always been in the NFC, so I tend to lean more towards that. I think he would actually play either an NFC West or an NFC South team. I know he played the Falcons in Madden 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
I could see him taking a team like the Falcons or the Saints. I mean, if they're still there at 10, which it's hard to tell, but they very well could be. Otherwise, I think he might even like to stay in the NFC West. The Rams aren't that bad. The Cardinals are a pretty solid team. Obviously, he's a Seahawks fan, and he probably would take them if MHT did not, but I believe MHT will. So I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking either the Falcons, or I could see him moving over to like the AFC West, maybe, and taking the Broncos. I mean, they could be a pretty good team with Peyton Manning. I don't know.
Yeah, that division is going to be hard to figure out because I don't know. The users that were in it last year were Kevin, who I doubt will take the Raiders again, Mike, who's not returning as the Chiefs, and Slick, who I don't think will return as the Chargers. So it's hard to see how that division will shake up this year.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. All right, let's see. Who do we have next on our list? I'm trying to find it here.
We have...
KJ. Well, I think here.
Young and Wrangler.
I think he'll take his Eagles here. I don't think anybody's going to take them at this point. I think he should have his Eagles. They're available for him. Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if they're available, that's the pick. There's a couple people. I mean, they were a really sexy Madden team last year, but then with kind of a down year, their ratings all got bumped down a little bit. I mean, they're obviously still a very talented team, and I think had a pretty decent draft, actually.
Yeah, I think they did.
I mean, so they're definitely a good team to pick. I think a lot of people know KJ wants them, and I think a lot of people kind of respect that. I don't think anyone's trying to specifically gun for the Eagles, so... think they should be there. You should pick them up.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, next we have number 12. We have Hooray It's Dave. Who do you have him picking?
Oh, man, I could see him going in a variety of ways. I kind of feel like at this point, a lot of teams are going to be in the NFC, and the AFC is going to have less people inside of it.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, and obvious good teams open over there are like the Patriots, who he's already been. The Bengals, who he's already been. I don't know. I mean, he's also been the Chiefs in the B9 league. It's hard for me to pick a team to say he'll absolutely be that team. But I kind of feel like if the Saints or Falcons are there, he's going to take one of them. Obviously, I thought James would take the Saints, but, you know, he was them last year. He might pass them up. And if Get Up and Dance doesn't end up taking the Falcons, they'd be there too. So I feel like he'd be somewhere in the NFC South. He might take the Lions again. But, yeah, I could see him taking one of those two teams, either the Falcons or the Saints.
Yeah, I don't know how deep the Browns homerism goes, but I can maybe see him taking the Steelers in the AFC North. I don't think he'll take the Browns. I think he leaves those for maybe D. Swan or Steve, whoever's picking first.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, at this point, I think most of the NFC teams, like you said, are going to be gone. So I think he'll end up playing one of these AFC teams. Like I said, maybe the Steelers. I could maybe see him going to, like, maybe Jets. I don't know. It's kind of hard because I know, like, most of the good teams are going to be gone probably by this point. I guess I'll say Steelers or maybe Jets. But who knows, really.
I could even see Ravens if they're available. But yeah, it just depends on the availability.
All right. Well, number 13 is Brock, and we pretty much already talked about this, but he'll be being the Jaguars, unless you have any other idea.
No, the Jaguars make sense. That's his team, and that's who he plays. You know, that's who he does well with, too. So props to Brock for continuing to win with that shitty, shitty Jags team. I don't know how their draft went this year either. I don't think it was great or anything, so hopefully he's got something to work with over there, but yeah.
What, they drafted that wide receiver? What's his name?
Oh, that guy. Oh, Stephen Blackman. Yeah. Justin Blackman. Yeah. He'll be fine. He'll be the new Tyrell Coleman or whatever.
Whatever you want to call him.
Though Gabbert will suck now, so yeah, there's that.
Number 14, we have Jordan Ortiz. What do you see for him?
Jake Ortiz. It's always hard to tell. Ortiz seems to be like a best team available guy, though. And I think he's a Jets fan in real life. And I assume the Jets will be available at this point. I also feel like the Patriots will be available, the Steelers will be available, and then probably most of the AFC West teams, too. I could see him going to the Patriots here. I think it makes a lot of sense. He seems to like to trade quite a bit. He'll have a lot of trade pieces. He'll have a good team. And, that's not like an overpowering division over there with the Bills and Dolphins in it, so I'll have a pretty good shot to win.
Yeah, I was going to say, I see him in AFC East, too. I think I'm taking, one of the three teams, the Bills, the Patriots, or Jets, but I definitely see him probably playing in that division at this point of the draft. I don't really know. Maybe moving to the Colts. I don't know. Andrew Luck is going to be really good, but the rest of the the rest of the team probably won't be that great, but still, at that point, you can build a franchise around him. Maybe at that point, Ortiz kind of wants to do that. I don't know. I guess we'll kind of have to see. I don't really know where he's going, what he's doing in his life. But yeah. All right. Next we have number 15, Tomfoolery. What do we got him?
Actually, I like the Broncos for Tomfoolery. He's been in them before, so he's got some familiarity there. Though, I think they have a much better team than when he actually played with them, too. They drafted some decent pieces, but they'll have Peyton Manning, Demaryius Thomas should see a pretty solid bump, and then that defense is going to be pretty stacked with Von Miller and guys like that, and I think they drafted a couple of D-linemen, too, so it should be a pretty good squad overall. The only thing is, like, replacing Peyton Manning, but hopefully Brock Osweiler is at least, like, B potential or something, so he can sit there and, like, get better.
Yeah.
I think it's a smart pick for Tomfoolery, and at that point, at that pick, he might be the only team in that division, so, I mean, not a bad division to join if no one else is in it.
I almost think he's going to go to the AFC North, whatever team Hooray State doesn't take. I think Gibson will probably be the other team, so maybe the Bengals are, I don't know, whoever Hooray State doesn't take, I think Other Dave takes one of them.
I could see that.
And then the next on the clock is Dan DeSwan, and he takes the Browns there, I think.
Yeah, I think he's the only Browns fan interested in ever being the Browns. Which works out great for him. So, yeah, I mean, he's a big Browns guy. He's got a bunch of Browns jerseys, and I don't know. It makes sense.
The Nerd After.
They'll certainly be there at that point, so I mean.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Next we have Vanlish, so Steve. Let me see, who do we got for him at this point?
I think there's an open team in that AFC North. It's hard to see how it's going to fall out. I mean, the Bengals aren't as good as the Ravens or Steelers right now, but I think they're much more set up for the future. So between the Bengals, Ravens, and Steelers, I think he takes whichever team is available. I don't see all three of them being taken at that point, but certainly one or two will be. But, yeah, whichever team is open there, I think he's going to take them. I mean, they all have really good players. They're all more defensive-minded teams. So, I mean, whichever team he picks, he's going to be set and have a pretty good team to work with.
Yeah, I was thinking either he does, like what you just said, goes AFC North. Otherwise, I was thinking, Steve, maybe he goes to the NFC East, so we can take the Redskins, perhaps.
Very possible, very possible. I don't know if RG3 and the Redskins will slide down that far. I feel like someone's going to take them just because they have Robert Griffin.
Yeah, sure.
But it's, especially with their draft not really being all that great, it'll be interesting to see who kind of takes a shot on them.
Right. Number 18, we have Davis Strength. I guess I would say that he's probably more than likely taking the Bears at this point, because I don't think we have anybody else really interested or taking them.
Yeah, I mean, he's a true Bears fan from Chicago. He didn't get to play them this last franchise either. He had to play the Rams. So I'm assuming he really wants to get back to being the Bears, start usering them again. And also they just drafted another linebacker for him to user. So once old man Urlacher finally dies out, he'll have a new guy to plug in there and play with. So yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I don't think a lot of people are going to look at the Bears. They're a pretty solid team, and I think Dave will take them.
All right, number 19, we have Kevin or Slamfist. What do you have for him?
There's a lot of ways he could go. Originally, I maybe thought NFC East. The only issue is at pick 19. I don't know how many of those teams are going to be there. I'm assuming the Eagles, Giants, and Cowboys will all be gone.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to take the chance on the Redskins. I feel like for sure either the Jets or Patriots are going to be there. And I feel like if the Patriots are there, he takes them. And if they're not there, I feel like he either takes Raiders or Jets. Just being that he is a Raiders fan, I think if there's not a really good squad available, that he'll kind of fall back to his the team he roots for in Oakland.
Yeah.
Certainly he could go a couple other ways, but I think if the good premier teams are gone, he's gonna stick with the Raiders.
Yeah, definitely. I think I agree with that. Like, really, at this point in the draft, I think the only NFC teams that are going to be available are going to be, like, the Cardinals, maybe Rams, and maybe Vikings, maybe Redskins, Buccaneers, I suppose, too.
Buccaneers, too, yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, the NFC is pretty full at this point, so I think he's going to end up being in the NFC as well, or AFC as well.
Yeah.
And then next, after him is Chris Burnett, or Fulton Reed. For him... Well, at that point, I think his Giants are going to be gone this year, too, since they'll be one of the best teams again, or this year, at least. So,
right.
I don't even know. I can maybe see him being the Bills? I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, Fulton Reed, a.k.a. Chill Collins, a.k.a. Mitha Nasty. There's a couple routes here. I feel like he'd be really solid with the Jets. They're a good defense, and they sort of play offense like he does, especially this year. He really likes to run the ball. I mean, we'll see how Madden 13 plays out with that gameplay, but Sean Green's certainly a good back, and he can run the ball, and it's a defense-first team, which I think really works for him, especially since he's been the Niners and, you know, defensive teams like that. So, yeah, I mean, I think he takes the Jets, you know, depending on how the division shake out, but if he's got another member of the convo in there as the Patriots or something, I could easily see him taking the Jets. Otherwise, maybe the AFC West. Maybe he takes the Chargers or Chiefs. You know, those are both pretty solid teams. They're not great, mm-hmm. but they're certainly not awful. So those are both two options as well. I really think it would be between one of those three at that point.
Yeah. Next, we have ATL Braves picking. Where do you see ATL Braves this next year?
He's a little harder to nail down. Mostly because he'll kind of just take whichever team he likes. And that just kind of differs. I feel like he very well could take the Bills here. I feel like the Bills are, like, one of those shitty teams that is actually, like, on the verge of becoming a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
They had a pretty solid draft, too, and obviously they got Super Mario and pre-agency and stuff like that. Yeah, at this point, I mean, I guess if the Colts are still available, which they could be, or someone could reach on them a little early, I feel like it would either be Colts or Bills. I mean, he's obviously not afraid of competition, so I don't think that'll factor in too much. Especially this year, he was in a division with, like, Parades, Dave, Brandon, and I think someone else who was pretty decent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he doesn't care who's in his division. He just wants to play and compete. So I think they'll be between the Bills and the Colts.
I think he might. That's a possibility. I was otherwise thinking he'd be in the NFC West. Maybe take the Rams or the Cardinals, whoever's available there. Because both those teams are probably going to be pretty. Like, they won't be the greatest picks. They'll be decent for what's at that point. What he's picking at. What's left.
Right. Yeah. Rams would actually be a real nice value pick there.
All right, number 22 right now, we have See the Lights.
See the Lights. I guess piggybacking off that, I could either see him taking the Cardinals or the Rams. I think whatever team's there, he takes them. like I said, the Rams are actually a pretty solid team. I think they will be in Madden because they had so many draft picks.
Sure.
At so many skill positions, too. I think they'll actually be pretty solid. So they might not be there, but if they are there, I think he takes them. And if they're not, I think he takes the Cardinals, who will almost certainly be there. So either way, he stays in the NFC West, which is pretty pretty familiar to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, whenever one of those teams, although I could see him possibly moving to the NFC North and taking the Vikings at that pick.
Yeah, that would not shock me either. He kind of likes to come in under the radar and take, like, I mean, not take the worst team, but just take the team that's left in that division.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously not going to have a pick of the best teams.
No.
But yeah, I could very well see him taking, like, a Vikings or
Buccaneers or.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to end up joining one of the divisions that has an open spot in the NFC, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. All
right, next we have Russ. What do we have Russ picking?
Russ Kleinsteiber, Rack 22, as he's known to his friends and homeboys. I really think it'll depend on where Kevin, Chris, Max go. Not necessarily joining their division, but I think he'll join the conference where more of them are. It'll kind of be hard to tell. Again, I mean, I don't think he's going to, like, try and take the Dolphins or anything. I think the if the Chargers or Chiefs are available, I don't think they both will be, but I think one of those teams will be available. Probably leaning more towards the Chargers because they're kind of an older team and they're more on the downslope than the up and up. So I think probably the Chargers will still be left over there, and they're a pretty good overall team. But yeah, I think he could easily take the Chargers, especially if Kevin's in that division as the Raiders or something.
Yeah, I could definitely see that too. Like looking at really what's going to be left, I can definitely see him taking the Chargers and being in the same conference as most of the other of his friends.
Yeah.
All right. Next we have, let's see, Doug. What's Doug going to be picking here?
Well, Doug's probably going to, hold on.
What?
Right now I'm Googling the state that has the most Chipotles.
Well, if the Buccaneers are somehow still there, I think he'll take them because he loves LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah, actually, I feel like no one is going to take them except for Doug. And not to say that it's a bad pick. It's not a bad pick. But I think he only takes them for Blount. And, I mean, it's certainly easy to get some schmuck to trade you fucking LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah.
Especially, they drafted someone else, too, so they're not shit out of luck at running back or anything. but, yeah, I think he likes that Buccaneers team. Early on, he traded away Josh Freeman, and he kind of got fucked over at the QB position. So I think as long as he keeps his young studs intact, it's actually a really good team, a really good young defense, too, that's getting a lot better. So it's really not as bad of a team as most people think it is.
No, definitely. Absolutely.
You can actually build around it, so.
Number 25, here we got Domestika picking. Let's see.
Domestik. It'd be hard to see where he goes. Trying to think, who is he right now in the AP League?
I'm drawing a blank. Drawing a huge blank. Let's look quickly.
Oh, he's currently the Steelers.
Steelers.
I could actually see him. I could see him either rejoining that division if there's a team left at that point, which, you know, not super likely. But, yeah. The Steelers could be left. I mean, there's no real Steelers fan in here. No one's trying to jump on the Steelers. And the AFC North doesn't ever seem like the sexiest division for some reason.
Never.
No one ever wants to join it. So I could see him picking the Steelers again. Again, another team like maybe the Colts if they're still there or something like that. But for some reason I feel like the Steelers.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. Either he'll be in the AFC North taking the last team or I think the Colts probably should still be there at that point just because.
Yeah, they should be.
Unless anybody reaches, but I always think the Colts will be there. He could take the Colts as well.
Right.
Let's see, who do we got next to Doomstick? TSL Rocks Lance, whatever his name is.
If they're there, he'll do his best to take the Falcons. That said, I don't think they will be. And it'll be interesting to see who he picks. I think, in all reality, he'll be left with the choice between probably, like, Dolphins, Jets, Chargers, Chiefs, or something like that. Maybe a random team or two in the NFC. Yeah. I feel like the Chiefs would not be a bad pick for him at all. He really likes to focus on, like, running backs and stuff. He's pretty good at running the ball. And certainly if he took the Chiefs, he'd have Jamal Charles, who's really fucking solid. But the Chiefs didn't have a bad draft either. They picked up some pretty good young talent. So, I could see TSL sneaking in there as Kansas City.
I think I would agree with that pick. I don't really know if I don't see anybody else really left that I could see him picking at that point. maybe if the Vikings would be available, it could be AP. But like I said, ATL might be sneaking in there. We'll see, though.
That is true.
All right. Next, we got Jimmy Jams.
Oh, Jim Jams. Assuming the Colts are still there, I mean, he's going to take it. The league's only Colts. He's like the world's only Colts fan.
At this point, yeah.
I mean, I used to work with a guy who was a Colts fan, and he was a total douchebag. So Jim Jam will probably take the Colts. They should actually be pretty good. I mean, they'll have Andrew Luck, who will be a beast, and his tight end, Kobe Kleiner. It really depends how badly that Colts defense went down from last year. Last year, they still had quite a few high-rated guys, and like Bethea, Dwight Freeney, and all those guys. So if they still kept their ratings pretty high, then it won't be that bad. But if they brought them down because of their awful fucking season, then the Colts could be in for a surprise. So it's hard to tell.
Yeah, definitely. If all the Colts got, demoted, then I don't think that team's going to be very good at all. But yeah, I guess I can maybe see him taking the Redskins otherwise. Redskins or Colts, if the Redskins are available. Or
yeah.
I don't know. Pretty slim pickings at this point, so he's going to be taking what's pretty much left, whoever's the best available here. Trying to think about all these guys. What do you think for Dave Ashe? It's probably about the same thing, whatever's going to really be left.
Yeah, for Dave Ashe, I would say I'd probably stick more to, like, the Vikings or something like that. They're kind of, like, one of the, I guess they're, like, one of the better shit teams. I mean, when you go into, like, the real shit team echelon, it's, like, the Browns, the Dolphins, you know, and, like, the Jaguars.
Yeah.
And the Vikings. And the Vikings actually, they actually had a really good draft. I like the draft picks a lot. I feel like if Dave Aches could grab them, he'd have a solid team that he could actually build up and make pretty solid in a couple of years.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to say if the Bills are somehow still there, but I don't think they will be. Maybe, like, again, we were talking about maybe, like, the Chiefs or the Chargers, but I don't know how them either. But, yeah, I think one of those teams will end up being. What about Bronco Turd?
If that's his official name. man. I could see him taking the Dolphins. He's been in the AFC before. I think that's probably where a lot of his Florida friends will land. And, you know, the Dolphins aren't a sexy pick, but they're the sexiest pick left, probably at that point. I mean, they have some bright spots on their team, obviously. Plus, I mean, Tannehill is pretty.
He'll be overrated, yeah.
And I think they picked up Lamar Miller as a running back, too. So they should actually be kind of a new book offense, and they might not suck total balls. So.
Yeah, I could see the Dolphins here as well. I mean, he's from Florida, so I mean, he's probably somewhat pulling for this team anyway. So yeah, I could see him picking the Dolphins.
Right.
Next we got Umbaugh right now, but he'll actually probably be bumped down that he's leaving. So we'll say left hand instead. Left hand
strong. Man. At this point, I mean it's pretty much what's left. There's gonna be two teams left at this point. Again, I really think it's gonna come down to something like the it's honestly going to be like the Dolphins and the Bills, I think. Like, those are probably the two worst teams. Seeing as how, like, you know, some shit teams like the Jaguars and Browns are obviously already going to be picked.
Yeah.
I really think it comes down to, like, Chargers, Chiefs, Bills, Dolphins. Like, those are the four teams that
gonna be last.
I can see being the last four picks, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I mean, the Cardinals aren't even a good team, but I think they have enough talent that people kinda see them as like a trendier pick.
Yeah, and they're in a division with all, like, a bunch of like superstar guys. Like, you could be the Cardinals and probably you still have a chance to win because you're not going against somebody who's just gonna,
right,
like totally outmatch you in terms of talent. I mean, they have Larry Fitz. They just, I don't know. Yeah, like you said, I think the Cardinals would be picking before some of these other teams. I mean, maybe the Vikings could still be there because, like, aside from AP, what else do they really have?
Right.
But, yeah, whatever one of these teams is left. And the same thing is going to go for Ralph and Umba here. I'm not really going to – I don't really need to say who they're going to have. They're just going to have the last of the pickings here.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like Ralph is actually going to get stuck with the Dolphins. So, who knows? Maybe left-hand look at the Bills. But, yeah, I feel like the Dolphins – If they're not the first pick to Brandon, I feel like they're going to be the dead last pick.
Yeah, I have the same feeling.
I just feel like they have a lot less to offer than every other team.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The Bills are... It rains there all the fucking time. You don't want to play in that stadium.
Oh, God, hopefully they fix that bug where it rains all the time for those stadiums.
Yeah. So it's not going to be fun.
All right, well, any last thoughts you want to bring up here?
Yeah, I didn't mean that thing I said about Brandon's girlfriend. I'm sure she's a nice lady. I don't think Brandon listens to this, but I don't want to get banned or anything from the league. So, sorry to Lauren McLaughlin. And thanks to Doug for being on our podcast for 5 minutes and saying like four words and then leaving in the middle of it. That was great.
Yeah, thanks, Doug.
So yeah, I'd like to thank Chipotle, our sponsor. also, our sponsor, Kellogg's Caramel Nut Crunch, muscle nuts in every bite. And yeah, thanks for listening, guys. The two of you that are listening to this, so thank you.
Yes, thank you, everybody. Hopefully, maybe we can bring some more podcasts in the future. Hope you enjoyed it. If we got the team order incorrect at all, we apologize. It's just going off a rough team order thing. Best of luck to everybody tomorrow. I'll get in the teams they would like.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, it's fine. Whatever criticism is, it's you're right, I guess. But I can just see some dudes gonna be like, "Oh, there's no way I'm gonna take the Browns, man."
Yeah,
but like there's always that guy that's like listens for 5 minutes and he's like, dude, bro, I'm gonna take you to the Rams.
Yeah. Sorry if you got any picks wrong. We did our best. We're only human. Well,
yeah.
Yep.
If you want to be on the podcast, come on and yell at us. That's
fine. If we got your pick wrong, let us know and then come on the next podcast. We can always use more people.
Yeah. Here's the bright side. You could not be as bad as our first guest, Doug.
Yeah, who lasted for 5 minutes.
So, I mean, it's on the up and up, guys. Thanks for listening.
All right, this is the Gray Man signing off. Sayonara, everybody.